بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on showing shafqat, rahmat, mercy, kindness on the believers, on fellow brothers. So we're doing this chapter when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraging us, as well as we are learning from the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he would prefer to forego those things that were beloved to him so that he makes it easy for his ummah. So today's hadith, ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن ستر مسلما ستر الله يوم القيامة. Muttafaqun alayh. Very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. Ulama explained that how is it possible that one person is here, someone else is a Muslim somewhere else. Timbuktu, America, Australia, Fiji, any island, somewhere remote, and suddenly how they become connected. And we'll see how they connected by the second part of this hadith. So someone explanation that ulama give is an explanation like this. He's a person, he's connected, he got a phone at home. He got a home phone, like a telecom phone at home. And he's connected to the telecom exchange. Person next to him is also, next door, his neighbor has got a phone. And he's also connected to that exchange. So both of them are connected to that exchange. So now what happens is they both connected. It's as though they are connected in some way. This is only by a telephonic method. So even if that neighbor has to speak to his neighbor, direct neighbor who's so close to him, that call will have to go to that exchange, and from that exchange now it will go like that. And whoever is connected to that exchange, automatically a network is created. So ulama explained, whoever is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter which part of the world, everyone is connected because of this iman that he has got. So this automatic network Allah Ta'ala has created, it doesn't matter which part of the world a person is, but because he's got iman, everyone is a brother to a fellow. He's a network that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that once this network is in place, then what responsibilities do each person in this network have? Each brother, what responsibility he has? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to say that he neither wrongs him, nor he hands him over to the enemy. So the first is, لا يظلمه. He himself, he doesn't wrong this person. ولا يسلمه. He doesn't take his brother and hand him over to the enemy. In other words, to save his life or something else, this person isn't such that he'll take the life of his brother, he'll harm his brother so that he can try and get some benefit. No, he's such that he won't even take his brother, he won't hand him over to the enemy. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that Allah will fulfill the need of one who fulfills the need of his brother. Very important part. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his right. In this world we are living it, we are taught in this economic world that we live in, that I have to snooker my brother. In other words, the next person I should try and get maximum out of him, then only I will be able to prosper and get maximum. Islam is teaching us, no, that you are taking the interest of your brother, Allah Ta'ala will take your interest into mine. You are making sure that he is taken care of, Allah Ta'ala will take care of. This is not a normal economic policy. You think that you have to squeeze the person, take more from one, take... Yeah, the more you're helping, the more Allah is helping you. The more you're giving, the more Allah Ta'ala is giving you. This is the system. So long as you're helping someone, you're helping your brother, Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling your needs. Why? Because you're fulfilling someone else's needs. And the next part of the hadith, Allah Ta'ala will remove one of the difficulties on the day of Qiyamah from the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim. You see, a Muslim is going through some hardship, some difficulty, whatever it may be. Sometimes it may be financially, sometimes it may be a psychological problem he's going through, sometimes he may be going through some spiritual problem. Whatever problem a person has got, you try and assist the person, Allah Ta'ala will assist you on the day of Qiyamah. And there can't be any better assistance than the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when we need the assistance the most. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the one who removes the difficulty of a person in this world, Allah Ta'ala will remove his difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. And the last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Allah Ta'ala will conceal the fault on the day of Qiyamah of the one who conceals the fault of a Muslim. But it doesn't go around something that is a private sin. Someone may, for example, someone we know, he missed his Fajr namaz. Overslept, and he missed his Fajr namaz. So now we know this person missed his namaz. We conceal it, we hide it, we don't go tell, we don't brag about it, or we don't ask about it publicly. This person will get embarrassed now. That, hey, why you didn't come for Fajr namaz? We don't do anything like that. We hide his fault. Allah Ta'ala will hide our fault on the day of Qiyamah. This is referring to things that have a public, maybe got a habit of drinking wine. This is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It got nothing to do with us exposing it. We shouldn't expose it at all. As we mentioned before, where there's something of public interest, then it is important for it to be exposed. For example, one person is taking half the town for a ride in the way he's doing his business, or he's marketing something that's a fraud, it's a scam, maybe a Ponzi scheme. So there we don't say we're going to hide the fault of a Muslim, because then half the town will invest. So yesterday one brother phoned me up, and he's telling me, so many people invested with some person, over 40 million rand in 1 week is gone. Gone, the person disappeared, the money is gone. So like that now, if you're going to just hide it, and you misuse this hadith to say that we hide the fault, how many other people's money will end up going away? So therefore, this is referring to where a person is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes a mistake, he does some wrong, he gets involved in one woman, for example. They make tawbah. There's no need to expose it to anyone. Person who hides that person's fault, Allah ta'ala will hide his fault on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities in our life. So long as we want the help of Allah ta'ala, one thing we should do is try and help someone else. Whatever way it is, in a small way, big way, whatever way, help someone, Allah ta'ala will help us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, as we know, we should try and recite Suratul Kahf. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jummah salah and try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib. Because ulama of the opinion, the du'as are answered in the time before Maghrib salah on a Friday. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.